B-More is 92Q.com, home of Ricky Smiley and Nonstop Jams. Kiki Brown holding it down with the one and the only and the sexy and the intelligent. Talented, did I say that? And sexy? Yeah, I did. I said all that.
Michael Ealy, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. I saw the movie Think Like a Man last night.
Okay.
And clap, clap, bravo.
Thank you.
I will see it again and again and again and encourage girlfriends, ex-boyfriends, everybody.
Do you want to take like 10 people with you the next time?
Probably 20.
20?
We'll probably do a girls' night out. Let's do that.
I think people should do that. I'm encouraging everybody to do that.
Let me just say that your character, Dominic.
Okay.
I liked him because I've dated someone like Dominic.
Yeah?
I did. Okay. I did. He was a dreamer. Why don't you tell us about Dominic? I don't want to spoil anything for anybody.
All right. Well, you know, okay, listen. So Dominic is the character I play in the movie, and he's the dreamer. He is the guy who hasn't quite established himself yet, but you know, he's having a hard time trying to execute his dreams.
Right.
And he gets to a point where, you know, he just decides, okay, I'm going to be a chef now. And his old girlfriend dumps him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he meets Taraji's character of Lauren.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he really kind of changes his life around.
Because of her?
I think in her he finds the motivation to motivate himself.
Okay.
That's the way I played it. He finds the motivation to motivate himself to get his act together.
Now that's the ending that a lot of men don't get.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see that, oh, there's a fault somewhere inside. I'm just going to keep moving on and go to this girl and that girl and that girl.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a lot about myself.
Okay.
Watching the movie. I actually took my 14-year-old son.
Okay.
He is a Kevin Hart fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart is a freaking nut. I will say that. I don't know how you worked with him. He's a fool.
He is.
How you work with him? What's he need prayer? He needs something.
He's so funny.
How did you get through a scene?
You know, the thing was I played in my lane.
Yeah.
And he played in his. And that's how you got through the scenes with Kevin Hart. You don't try to out funny Kevin Hart.
I was a lot of women. I was Lauren. I was Maya.
Mm.
And those of you who will, you don't know who I'm talking about, you got to wait to see the movie April 20th when it's in theaters. I took a lot of inventory.
Were you ever the Chirp Chirp Girl?
Chirp Chirp Girl. Chirp Chirp Girl. What's that? I can't remember now.
Megan and Romney.
No, I wasn't her.
Okay.
I wasn't her. I don't think so. No, okay. I was more Maya.
That's Maya.
Is that
Megan
Maya?
Is Maya, yeah.
Because he kept calling her Megan. Right?
No.
Tell me, wait.
No,
Maya is Megan
Chris.
Good.
Yeah, Megan Good.
What's wrong with me? It's you. You're doing this to me. You're doing this to me. Can you close your eyes when you talk to me, please?
Sure.
Gee,
sure,
whiz.
That'll work.
Okay, yes, I was her.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to give anything away, but the granny panties, I like that one.
Right.
That was hot.
Right. Now, I've seen that personally
myself. I've never done that before, but trust and believe.
It works.
I will get me a nice little collection of granny panties.
Yeah.
Safe lock.
With holes in them. Yuck.
Ain't nobody getting through them doors. Not at all. So did you see yourself through some of the guys, Zeke or Dominic?
Yeah, I always like to say that Dominic represents an earlier phase in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke, played by Romney Malco, represents an earlier phase in my life.
Yeah.
And Jeremy, played by Jerry Ferrara, he represents, you know, a phase in my life. You remember that?
Yes. Oh, my God. I have to see it again because I want to memorize every line. I want to memorize every line. Now, a lot of people think that the book, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, is more of a manual.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that it's answers to a lot of questions.
Wow.
How do you look at it?
I absolutely agree. I mean, I think a lot of people hear the term think like a man.
Right.
And they think that in the book, Steve is telling women how to think.
Mm-hmm.
And in the movie, we're trying to tell women how to think. And ultimately, as I said this before, he's just trying to give insight into how men think. He's not telling you what to do. He's just telling you this is what men are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can adjust accordingly.
This is why you end up the way you end up.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we're over here doing this. And truth is, he wrote the book for his daughters.
Right. I'm holding on to my cookies.
I'm
holding on to my cookies. I'm not going to get these snickerdoodles.
How you feel about the 90-day rule?
I've never tried it. I think it's a challenge that I want to.
You can make it?
I don't know.
It depends, right?
Honey.
I know.
Honey. Let me tell you, Morris Chestnut. Ooh,
Not gonna make it 90 days. Huh?
No, I don't know. I'm gonna try. Mm-hmm. I bring up my son again, and I asked him when we left the theater, what did you get from it? First of all, he said, I promise I won't be around my friends with my shirt off cooking food. That's what he took. I was like, are you serious? So you got to watch the movie. It's hilarious. But then he said, Mom, I see you in Jennifer Lewis's character. That's you. And I said, well, you're 14. I'm supposed to be like that.
Right.
He said, Mom, please don't do that to me.